Welcome to Ever Beyond, on Wolf Spirit Radio and everbeyond.info. And No Borders Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. Well, good evening. It's October the 6th, 2013. This is Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio, on everbeyond.info, and my name is JP. Tonight, I have no guest. I have no clue. It's going to be one of those, let's see what comes in kind of things. I mean, there's been loads of things happening, so I might start into some of the things that have been going on for me in my tiny little world. You know, I was sheep escaped and they started munching my kale. This is one of the first the first kind of biohazards that I've had when I moved into my house is the problems with vegetarian predators who predate on things that don't move. Bless the little hearts. Anyway, they left a little bit of fertilizer for me as I shooed them out. And, right, okay. So here's the thing. I'm broadcasting. Some people can hear this and some people can't. I'm looking here at the monitors, and the broadcast system has got two solid greens, which means it's very connected. But I believe there is a lot of interference on the internet tonight. I rebooted my router just a few minutes ago, and it was last week was perfect. I had no problems. Nothing like this happened. So it's a very kind of seasonal kind of thing, and there's very little that we can do about this, but we are recording these and they will be available in the everbeyond.info archives. All my shows are kept on their own server these days, because I've got so many different places where I did shows. I've decided to bring them all together. I've rented some archive space, so if you do go to everbeyond.info, do come and buy something, or even if you want to just drop some credits into the hat, there's a donate button there. There is a donate button also on Wolf Spirit Radio, but not only that, there's a subscriber button, which means that not only do you donate money to keep the thing going, and it is expensive to run a radio server, and all of the other things that you need to do to keep a radio station going. You need mixing desks, you need microphones, all that sort of stuff. So any donation will go into the hardware and making the place making the sound better and improving our audio. So having said that, where was I? Yes, I was talking about. Yeah, that's right. So if you do have trouble listening into Wolf Spirit Radio, try noborders.co.uk. NOBORDERS radio.co.uk. So that's one thing. It was, yes, indeed. So we are we're doing our best to keep the sound going. I've got two radio streams going out. Now I don't have any more interruptions, hopefully, but I may actually go and delete the wireless facility off my router for the if things remain very choppy. Maybe somebody's using my router, my neighbors are using my router or something. Anyway, here we go. But I do really think it's in America, because what was happening in the last show is that I was hearing everybody perfectly and they couldn't hear each other. So it was a very strange sort of tag team situation that we were doing. But anyway, so, as to current events, well, I believe the shift is hitting the fan. There's this... oh, yeah. All right, so the American government has closed down, yet all the marshals, everybody's out, and it's... I'd say that you were actually under martial law, and well done, and welcome to Nazi Germany, or rather, Nazi America. So it's time for the resistance movement to gear into action and defeat these Nazis very quickly. So all power, and... I imagine some of you will be heading towards Canada very soon, if not already. Anyway, so yes, so we've had some dodgy internet. We've had some. Had some nice solar storms. I did see a meteor the other day. That was quite exciting. I mean, it wasn't one of these enormous ones that kind of blows up at the end. It just kind of fizzled out. But it did streak right across the sky with a big kind of white tail that lasted for quite a few seconds. That's a good meteor, you know. Like, I've seen red ones as well. So the red ones will have iron in them. You know, they burn according to their the colour of their material that's in them, you know. So things with copper will burn blue, and things with iron will burn red, etc. So we had a meteor shower. I'm still waiting for Ison, or whatever Ison's supposed to be. It seems to be at once a ship, or three ships, or several ships, or a piece of rock, or an asteroid, or a comet, or maybe Nibiru. Who knows? Actually, there's enough stuff going on in our own personal lives to deal with this. I've noticed a lot of people are really, really, really happy in their relationships. It's wonderful. Lots of people really, really, totally, totally in love, and it's marvelous to watch that. And there are other people who are having quite the opposite: relationship breakups and real antagonism and bust ups and. I think there's something going on. Probably if you're having difficulties in a relationship, it should mean that it's the wrong one. What more can I say? If it's not for you to enjoy the relationship, it's like deal with the issues, they're highlighting issues that you can clear up so you can be a nice person for the next one that comes along. I don't think these. Anyway, let's not go into that too much because it's been a bit of a hot topic. So anybody wants to call in on 775-657-5973, because I would love to talk to somebody. I'll also be able to read people's rays, because that's something that I do. And if you're dialed into the show, at least you'll get a decent version of the audio. Because things are a bit weird. So, yes, Kale Thieves. It's been lovely to enjoy the kale. I did is there sound? No. There's no sound. Where are you? Oh yes, I've got that thing. Yes, I'm having trouble getting through now. I'm going to play a tune and see what happens. So. Yes. Okay. Well, I've been doing some work, and hopefully the sound stream should be a little more solid from this point onwards. I can see people dropping off the stream, all sorts of places. But it's good to be here one more time. I have to say, it's been about 3 years since we started Wolf Spirit Radio, It was Muggsy and Dave and myself and Tracy, and we you know, just made a radio station because we we figured out how to do that, and it's been growing and growing and growing since, and we discover that it's part of a growing network of other radio stations who have their groups of listeners, and occasionally we send out a broadcast across several stations. At the same time, same broadcast, and
I think this is, it's a bit like the way the brain works, you know, that there'll be flashes of energy that are coming from various points. There's no one, you know, there's no one point of the brain that's like the mastermind. It's collective. In fact, that's one thing to talk about. Because we were talking earlier about, or rather on the previous show with Will Spencer, we were talking about the Archons, and it's been, you know, it's one of the one of my favourite subjects, you know, these invisible entities that are controlling us, and I have an invisible entity in this room that is buzzing around. It's called a midgey. You call them a no-see-em, and you can't see them, so they're an invisible blood-sucking vampire creature like the Archons. So maybe agents of the Archons, and we have a control network that is created through the action of these Archons working through people. Now, you might think, oh, that sounds like a load of old bunk, but let's have a little examination of this. I'm a computer programmer, and when I work at different people's houses, they, you know, they share with me what they're doing, because often it's to do with the way that the system needs to be set up. I have to understand how they work, so I get into some quite interesting conversations with some people. And it was about, it was quite a few years ago now, maybe about 5-6 years ago, but I was working with a doctor, and he was what they call a holistic doctor. He wasn't just an MD. He was German, right? So in Germany, they're very kind of open on all these alternative techniques and, you know, things like injecting hydrogen peroxide and things like that. But he works on lots of levels. He works on the physical level, and then the astral level, and then etheric levels and things like that. On these various energetic levels as well as the physical. So he really is a kind of holistic doctor. So he had these experiments that he did. Well, not really experiments, because they were actual, you know, patients that came in, and he would have a child who was absolutely bouncing off the walls with ADHD, and he was, you know, surly and rude and all of this stuff. And when he brought him in, he did a check, and they did a check on like the foods that he's eating and that sort of stuff, and discovered that he had a bacterial infection, or rather a large bacterial colony. And when they removed the colony, the child's behavior changed back to being a regular normal kid, you know, just being normal, obviously, you know, being like a kid, but not as, you know, extreme as this. So this is the way, and so when I'm thinking about the human body and its build up and all of these things, I see it more and more these days as a combination of a committee of petri dishes. Take that bass down there. A combination of petri dishes all communicating with each other on some level. And we appear to be a collection of colonies. You know, in our brain, we have a colony of brain cells, and that's triggered by, you know, being on top of the brainstem. And we, you know, we have liver cells because they happen to be in the position of the liver, and that's what happens. And that's the part of the blueprint and the DNA. But all of this, all of us, we're collections of beings. We're not one thing, you know. You hear the Rastafarians, they say, I and I, man, you know. And they're trying to refer to this dual nature of the human being that is at once a spiritual being, the inner self or the higher self or whatever, and the outer self, the skin suit, the personality, the personal being, the person, you know, the person that you talk to, you know, this the one that you can slap. And that the certainly on the physical level, it's a colony of colonies. So we have this thing that we think is our single thing, but is actually a collection of organs. For instance, let's look at organs. If you look at an organ, you've got it's got its own blood supply. It's got its own, you know, what do they call it? You know, if it was a building, it'd be services. You know, you've got the blood supply, you've got the excretory supply, all this stuff. And you know, the ducts for where the stuff that the organ produces goes and all that stuff. But it's its own entity. It's like a city. It's like a whole industrial complex that has its own intelligence. It's got its own kind of basic intelligence that it needs to run. But the intelligence is the colony of cells that exist within the organ. So each of the organs that we have has an indwelling consciousness. And we often look at the chakras, and they have a connection with various of these organs. For instance, the heart center is connected to the heart, there are connections to the spleen, and you know, there are little chakras, they call them minor centers or minor chakras, that are in the spleen, and they connect with the solar plex, and the solar plex is a bunch of nerves that connect to, you know, it's like a switchboard operating center. And then there's the reproductive system and the glands there and all that stuff. Anyway, all that stuff. So we can see that the chakra system is like, it's really like a kind of industrial internet for the different organs to communicate with each other, and for the higher being, the indwelling being, to connect with the physical being. There are times when that inner being takes over, or, you know, just at least gets a chance to drive. Most of the time it's like in a taxi, you know. The consciousness of our physical body is the taxi. Or rather the taxi driver. The physical body is the taxi, the consciousness within it is like the taxi driver, and then the indwelling consciousness is the passenger, as it were. So we have this situation, and you know, the taxi is not just the machine. The taxi has its own consciousness, you know, like a horse. You know, horses have their own consciousness. They're not just like, you know, you've got to treat them like people. They really resent it when you treat them like a machine. And so does the physical body. And this is one of the problems that we're having with the New World Order, because the New World Order is trying to treat the human race like a machine, like a collection of machines. And it wouldn't want anything less than a whole planet of biological robots that do exactly what it wants to do, which is, what is it? You know, feed them with energy and fear and all of that stuff. Anyway, we'll go back to that. So we have these energy centers like floors on the lift and going up and down the spine and all this business. And so we have these consciousnesses which communicate via the, you know, maybe radio signals, you know, maybe ultraviolet signals. Certainly the DNA transmits to itself on the ultraviolet frequencies of, I think it's 415 nanometers, which is a frequency, apparently, which if you play it on your body, and you can buy LEDs and torches that have this frequency, you play it on your body and it can repair the DNA, including cancer. That's what they say. I'm not a doctor. I like to build instruments and things. So we have the body, and it's got these different organs which are conscious, which have an indwelling consciousness, and they have an external physical beingness as well. So everything has a soul and a personality. This is what I'm getting to. So the human being is itself a collective being, much like the planet, much like a family. all of these collective beings will eventually find voice. Being telepathic, they tend to be one voice, except when there are other consciousnesses in there, and these consciousnesses are what we call pathogens. The build-up of pathogens in the physical body, where a colony of, for instance, bacteria is developing, and it suddenly starts reproducing really, really wildly. It then tries to appropriate more nourishment for itself. And so it creates a craving in your body. And a lot of the time people experience cravings, don't realize that it's not the body that's doing the craving. It's a biological consciousness that is kind of indwelling. It's not maybe in one place, it might be in the whole bloodstream, or sitting all along the lining of the walls of tissue that go right around your body. So we have these different colonies that produce different consciousness. And so when this child was bouncing off the walls with ADHD, it was these bacteria that were craving sugar, which caused this kid to overeat on sugar, and he would then bacteria would produce carbon dioxide, and they would make alcohol, which then turns into vinegar, and so it becomes a very, very nasty soup that is running around your bloodstream and therefore into your brain and making you go do lally. So you've got these cravings and your mind's gone completely blind. So it's a very collective situation that we have in our bodies, and not just on the collective consciousness. So what I'm trying to say is that we are all a collective consciousness each, which is interesting to think about. And I had a insight a few months ago when I was listening to Frank Jordan. Now Frank Jordan comes on after my show on Wolf Spirit Radio No Borders this evening, and we had a conversation. We were talking about this very subject, and what Frank does when he's doing healings is he actually communicates with the colony of bacteria that somebody is suffering from. And I found this a very, very fascinating process that he was going through by communicating with the colony, and he would say to them, it's all right. It was a very gentle thing. He said, it's okay. You're quite safe. You don't need to keep reproducing. And in fact, if you could, bring your numbers down so that we're not affected by it, then we can all live happily. And that process, it blew my mind. I thought, wow, isn't that fascinating? And this is, sort of culminated in this discussion today. So, what we discover when we start talking consciously to these entities, these beings, is it a being? Is it a colony? Are we a being? Are we a colony? This is interesting. So when we were, looking at, I can't remember. I think it was a friend of mine had a virus. And so they asked me, can you heal me? All right, okay. I would tuned into them, and then I tuned into the bacteria, into the virus, the virus that was infecting this body. And I thought, all right, let's try this out. So I tuned into it, and I said, started saying, hello, how are you? and I asked the body, I asked the colony, why are you reproducing so much? In fact, I was asking it, why are you so virulent? Of course, it's a virus, so of course the virus is virulent. But what they responded to me was very interesting. It says, we feel fear. And so it really connected into me. It's like, okay, I get this. these beings have their are feeling fear, and what do things do when they're in fear? They sense that they're being threatened, so they reproduce. That's what they do. That's part of the thing. And then I thought, you know, what the hell is this fear? Where does this fear come from? And I said, you know, what was the fear? And it was the person who was hosting these bacteria. It was the fear that they had. Now get this, and this is what's going to blow your mind, is that the fear was caused by the panic that was caused by the consciousness of an old wife's tale belief that if you got a cold, it's, you know, because you've gone out into the open air and with your hair wet or something like that. You know, it's one of these silly little tales. And what it does is, like, when you do that, you go into a kind of minor panic. It's very subconscious, but your body feels it, even though your brain doesn't, and your conscious mind doesn't see it. what did they say back? Well, like I said, they said they're in fear, and so I say, you know, I said to the viruses, you know, don't worry about this fear. It's not threatening you. It's the host, and sure enough, the infection calmed down and went away. So, for those healers out there, I hope this is an interesting insight into the consciousness of our reality, is that we're not a single being, we're a multiple being, and each cell in our body has its own consciousness. Can you imagine that? You know, it's like every human being on the planet has their own consciousness. You know, somebody would say, oh, look at that big round thing over there, oh, it's covered with little life forms, all sorts of life forms, oh, look at those little thin ones, the tall thin ones, yeah, but there's so many of them. How can they possibly have an individual consciousness? Kind of thing. So, this is, well, fixing the skipping. Yeah, I'm sorry about the radio reception today. Try No Borders Radio or Scottish Sovereigns on the Land .ning.com. Probably easier on noborders.co.uk. We are. What's happening here? Right. Okay. Reader. No. There we go. No. I think basically there is a. Okay. Right. Yeah. So just as I'm saying, I'm getting a message from Eva, who's got a fever in her sinuses. So please. Send Eva some well, if anybody's interested, tune in to Eva Moore's colonies and have a little word and see if you can put a good word in and calm them down. I'll just say, talking about infection. So basically the idea that we're all a colony. We're all colonies of colonies, and that it just goes on, you know, that the Earth is part of a colony of planets, and the planets are a colony of stars, which we call the galaxy, and galaxies probably form colonies, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And at some point, there might be only one thing made of all these different colonies. Colonies all through, down and down and down and down and down, like little fractals, because that's the nature of the universe. It's a fractal. It's as above, so below, as within, so without. The shape of something on the outside is the same as the shape of the same thing on the inside. Oh, this is very sad. Nobody seems to be able to catch the show. Unfortunately, we have trouble. We are having trouble with the Wolf Spirit servers. Yes. Oops. It's in her lungs. Right. So if everybody wants to tune into Eva's lungs, and let's have a quick look there. So we can speak to these creatures and ask them how, if they could possibly calm down their reproduction, calm down their use of Eva's resources, allow Eva to get back to her full fitness, and to take away any of the negative fields that cause these creatures to panic. Basically, what's happening is that these viruses and bacteria are panicking. Dean sending some. Yes. So yes, if you can go to No Borders Radio, go to noborders.co.uk. Let's try that. Borders. Yeah. Anyway, I badly typed that. Okay, so everybody's going across there. I'll catch everybody on the chat line there. All right, so where are we? At 2:15, we are talking about infection, bacteria, and colonies. So basically, yes, we're all petri dish. We have these different stem cells that grow into different organs, not according to some cosmic blueprint, but according to the environment. There is a kind of seed gland that produces the environment for these organ parts to grow, you know, that turns a stem cell from, you know, if it's in the brain, it turns it into a brain cell. If it's in the liver, it turns it into a liver cell. So I found that's a fascinating little nugget too. Okay, so I need to have a cup of tea, so and a little yawn, so I'm going to play lots of music because who cares? I really don't care today. So I'm going to play a really cool tune. This is called Serpent Nile, and it's by a band called Dream Aria, and I've been playing this track for about 5 years on my radio shows now. I think it's brilliant. The band probably doesn't exist. They're an English folk rock band, Dream Aria. So there you go. That was Dream Aria Dream Aria with the song Serpent Nile. I'd love to get in touch with those guys again and see what they're doing. If anybody out there knows of the band, or any of their musicians, let's have a hear from you. And pull me in, my audio is up and ready, Boss Howler. Okay, so call if you want to call in. Call in on 1-775-657-5973. That's 1-775-657-5973. You can call in, and you can talk to me, and I will talk to you, and conversations might happen. Let's see. Well, actually, let's see if we can get some work on the Wolf Spirit server. That seems to be down at the moment. I've tried reconnecting. I don't know if anybody's. Oh yeah, so I've got a different number of listeners now. A lot of people have ducked away and maybe gone away to another to No Borders or Scottish Sovereigns on Land. So let's see what's going on there. Let's see if I can find that. There it is. Right. Okay. So, everybody's getting good quality down on the No Borders Radio. So, if you go to No Borders Radio and you still get a choppy signal, it's because of the connection between you and the servers, and not. It doesn't seem to be much of a problem here. Although, yeah, it's sometimes it's going a little. It's touching on the red. So. today, I've been talking about the way that colonies interact with us, and colonies of beings, of bacterial beings, of virus beings, of organ cells. They're all colonies, and we form colonies. We call them families and nations and clans and all that stuff, but essentially we form colonies, and we produce a more or less toxic output. And you know, we can, if you were thinking planetary size and then you think about humans on the top, on the surface, it's more like we're bacteria crawling across the surface of the planet. You know, I know it's not a particularly dignified kind of idea about who and what we are, but we do form colonies of very, very tiny objects compared with the planet, and we do have an effect on the planetary consciousness. And that's been shown in lots of experiments about meditation and how collective consciousness can work. And, you know, people have shown that, you know, you have a few people meditating in a city every day and the crime rates drop. This experiment, I believe, has been repeated quite a few times, and it seems to work on a consistent basis. So we have a morphological field, and that's, it's a bit like, you know, everybody's got a kind of like a bubble around them of, you know, their stuff, their thoughts, their aura. It, you know, often you can you meet somebody and this cloud around them is full of stuff. It's full of confusion. Whenever you go near them, you start thinking, am I going crazy? Because you start having all these thoughts, and it's because your aura is emerging. And this certainly happens with couples and relationships where you're together a lot. You know, you form this kind of collective cloud that contains everybody's bits of stuff, everybody's thought forms and fears and stuff and stuff and all, you know, little bits of stuff. So it's been quite a fascinating journey to see the way that this stuff forms then like a collective cloud. And so you have like family miasms, and this is how we, you know, I have this this little adage, and it goes like this: that it's very short. It says everybody shares their feelings. Now that sounds very, you know, banal and simple. You know, you think, oh, everybody tells people how they are. They don't. No, not everybody says how they feel, but they do make people feel the way they feel, and I will illustrate. And this is so much more visible, and you know, this is where things get a bit hairy. It's so much more visible in families that have had abuse, because this abuse entity, miasm, demon, whatever you want to call it, spirit, attitude, it gets shared, it gets passed on, and the person you're standing next to will feel what you feel, or what you felt. So somebody who was abused tends to, on, you know, in certain circumstances, has a tendency to go on to share their feeling with somebody else. This is my feeling. This is how I was abused. This is how I was made to feel. Now I've made you feel that way. Now, that's not a very practical thing in a lot of cases. And this is why we have therapies and things like that, and that allow you to share it with somebody who's not going to take it on. Because when you when these things happen, they get they go beyond the not beyond but beneath the radar, as it were, beneath the conscious radar. And this is why a lot of people have arguments and fights, because they're actually passing a feeling on. Anyway, more of that I think in the second hour. Let's have a nice,
Oh yeah, let's have some Peter Green. I've been watching Peter Green videos last week or so, and I discovered that Peter Green was he lived about 400 yards from where I grew up, a few years earlier, but he was a local lad to myself. Anyway, this is him. He's all grown up now, and this is big change is going to come. Peter Green there with Big Change is going to come. Yes, Peter Green was the first guitar player. The band called Fleetwood Mac was really Peter Green's band, but the guy was like the most humble dude ever. He's a really amazing guitar player with this fantastic tone. I can only just envy. That's all I can do is just like try and copy it a bit, there was all these brilliant guitar players around, you know, Eric Clapton and all these things. But Peter Green joined John Mayall's Blues Breakers when Eric Clapton left, and everybody thought, God has left the stage, you know, and Peter Green comes along and blows everybody off because he's like even better than Eric Clapton. So people very soon used to start spray painting on walls, you know, Peter Green is God, not Eric Clapton. So he then formed a band, and, you know, because of his incredible humility, he said, you know, this, look, everybody said, you know, just call it the Peter Green Band. No. So he was playing with Mick Fleetwood and John McVie. He said, oh, look, no, Fleetwood and Mac. Let's call it Fleetwood Mac. Sounds nice. And he played for about 3 years. And he went from Albatross. Everybody remembers Albatross, this beautiful, soaring tune. Some of these nice old blues tunes, I Need Your Love So Bad, you know, some of my band, I do these, some of these songs with my band, and they're just brilliant. Yeah, Black Magic Woman, everybody knows Black Magic Woman. Carlos Santana covered Black Magic Woman and made it really, really famous, but it was a Peter Green song in the first place. And then he got caught up with the German jet set, and they were doing loads of LSD and having big parties, Peter, he liked his hallucinogens, and basically ended up out there and without the key to come back, and kind of lost it a bit, you know, and then ended up like living like a tramp in London, like a hobo in London, and people picked him up out of a dumpster and dusted him down and said, look, come on, come to the studio, and so they formed the Splinter Band and did a whole bunch of stuff, and that's where that song came from. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was Peter Green. Joy saying, you know, it's a real shame that the music industry spat him out. But anyway, where was I? I was talking about. By the way, if you're getting an echo, then it's probably you've got two players running at the same time, because I'm just, there's only one of me. I've always been here, but there's only one of me. Anyway, so I was talking about the colonies of beings that inhabit our body, we can liken that to the human beings on the surface of the planet. The planet is a big being. Here's the planet. I mean, is it like a plant? Is it like a stone? It's a being. Is it like a person? Is it like a human? It rolls around. It spins around. It wobbles around in space. Funny thing. How does the planet breathe, you know? Yeah. Anyway, meanwhile, the... it's the sun, of course. Yeah, that's what makes it breathe. Yeah, it has a conversation with the sun. Oh, by the way, did you know that there's a pulse that happens every 8 or so minutes? that opens up an ionic gateway between us and the sun. And strangely enough, 8 minutes is exactly the amount of time that it takes light to reach us. So it's really like there's a light pulse comes out, it starts a big plasma spark, then that closes down, and then another one comes and things like that. So there's this pulse that happens. And that's the sun pulse, sun to the Earth. There must be others that do that. And maybe another contribution to the energy of how astrology works. So, I am willing to read people's rays. And, yes, isn't it? Oh, funny. Well, there you go. It's apparently the audio's cleared up a bit by now, but... I'm still seeing a strange little sight on my IDJC, but anyway, we'll go into that later. It's hard to see, because I'm colorblind, I can't see whether this thing is going green or red, you know, it really doesn't. I just can't see it. It makes no difference to me, which is exactly the indicator to say if the thing is losing the stream or not. Anyway, we're currently... running at 10 past it's 7 minutes past midnight in the UK, here on No Borders Radio, and in Wolf Spirit Radio it is 1607 PST. So yes, we our audio hopefully has cleaned up a little bit, but we'll see what's going on after that. So, yeah, I was talking about colonies and the idea that we are a collection of organs, and the organs are collections of cells, colonies of cells that have a single consciousness each. And so that within our own bodies we are a collective consciousness. So, you know, sometimes we might think... oh, fancy a donut. wonder where that comes from, you know, because you're a broccoli and cabbage kind of guy. Not that I am. But if there are, you generally have a normal kind of diet, and then you start to get cravings for certain foods, there's several reasons for that. One of them may be that the colony of fungus that naturally exists in all of our bodies has become virulent, has spread around, and is now starting to bring in fuel for it through your body. And that is what we call a craving. That craving craves for sugar. Sugar is what it makes its food from, and alcohol is its product. And the thing is that if you eat sugar and it turns to alcohol in your blood, that's not the best place for it to be. It's not a happy drunk. Let's just put it that way. Eating loads of sugar gets you high, and that's why, because you're actually drunk on the alcohol that the yeast are producing in your stomach as a result of having eaten sugar and feeding the yeast. So that's one of the things that we can enjoy. But like I said, it's not a very pleasant drunk, and so a lot of people have allergies to sugar, or eating too much sugar, and it could be that diabetes is linked to this whole thing, that it's a result of microbacteria or microorganisms of some kind, so, you know, some kind of flora which create poisons from the food that we eat, and because they enjoy that food, and the bigger they grow, the more their consciousness can affect us, then we get bigger and bigger cravings. I think it's a very interesting way of looking at our bodies when we see it as a collection of consciousnesses, as we see it as a colony, or as a series of petri dishes. You know, our bodies are a petri dish. We have all these different enzymes and things and trigger things floating around, and when we need new cells, the marrow makes the stem cells, and they float around the body, and they arrive at the place, and suddenly they know what to be. You know, the stem cell, oh, hang on, I'll be a liver cell today.
And that's because it's in the liver environment and everybody else is a liver cell, so I'm becoming a liver cell. And so that's what goes on. All the time, it's a natural thing. I don't know if you can hear that little scuttling around, but there's a mouse in my attic. Well, so much wildlife here today. It's quite incredible. Oh, bless your heart, Joy. Joy has porridge, ladies and gentlemen, and she's got an allergy to having a porridge with honey, or without honey. To not having my porridge with honey. Bless your heart. honey is actually a lot better for you than the refined white stuff, because the fermentation that goes on is a bit different. Oh. So we have these colonies of beings. We have cravings that are caused by these colonies of beings, and then we've got our indwelling soul having to compete with all these different consciousnesses. It may be that the multiple numbers of thoughts that are rushing around everybody's bodies are due to all of these organs having their own thoughts and not having a single coherent thought. And this, brothers and sisters, is where we get to meditation. This is what meditation is. Meditation is being able to bring all of these consciousnesses into a place of peace and quiet, so that the higher self can then come through. And it takes a lot, because it's like having a classroom full of children. In fact, your organs have like a child's consciousness. They're not very mature, you know. I want this. Give me some more sugar. In fact, they're much like that guy in Father Ted, Father Jack. Yeah, oh yeah. Drink! Girls! Food! And, you know, that they're kind of barking out orders and, you know, this is what I want. And, creating all of these situations that we find ourselves in, like infections, and so, you know, you've got these bacteria, and they're being encouraged, as I was saying before, by the emotions that are going on within our bodies. Most of these emotions based on fear, or they could be like a panic or a subconscious panic or other sort of that kind of what's that adrenal kind of thing that's going on, and it may be worthwhile if you have that kind of situation in your body going on, it might be worthwhile to consider taking the time to sit very, very quietly, get everything still, get it nice and quiet, and then go down the stairs of your spine until you come to the appropriate place, and have a conversation with the beings who are living there and trying to make their living. It's a bit like, you know, countries and war zones, refugees. You know, some bacteria might be refugees from other people. Some of them might be a little more predatory. You know, these things jump from person to person, often just by in droplets of breath and things like that, and they can start that, but they can only reproduce if they've got the right conditions, and the right conditions are generally a imbalance of positivity, negativity, i.e. that they're in a negative phase. When they're in a negative phase, the bacteria themselves panic and start reproducing, and that's what we call a disease. So that's very simple. Yes. Oh, right. Yeah. Thank you, Joy. What an excellent point. She ate a wild boar burger a month or two ago and spotted a real difference to her mood, as she was affected by the energy of the animal. So, yes, of course, you know, you've got the consciousness of the meat that you've eaten. And I can really relate to that, Joy, because a couple of years ago, many years ago now, but I do remember this very, very distinctly, I had some unusual fish. It was a river fish, and I can't remember what it is, but it's one of these, like, slinky like a, not a catfish or something like that, but it was like, it lived near the bottom, and it was a large fish that lived near the bottom of the river. I think it was a rock salmon or something like that, a rock eel. Anyway, eel, I think it was. Yes, it was an eel. That's right. Anyway, I had some eel, and all through the rest of the day, I had this very, very slinky through the water feeling. It was like I was jump, you know, sort of zigzagging through the water. It was the most unusual feeling, very, very bizarre. Something I'd never felt before. Actually, I don't think I've felt anything since. But, don't eat me anymore. Maybe that's why you feel the fear and things like that. Anyway, I'm rather tired today. It's been a very... it was a long, long Saturday. So I'm going to play a few tunes tonight and intersperse it with that. So here's Leonard Cohen with Hallelujah. Leonard Cohen there with Hallelujah, one of my favourite songs, many, many people's favourite songs, incredibly sarcastic, very coarse, you know, it's like, you know, finally you get that. Meanwhile, back in Colony Land, I was over on Facebook there, and I found somebody who from Frank Jordan's Healing Think Tank group. So hopefully they shall be joining me in a minute or so. I'm just looking at the various chat rooms, and we've got Scottish Sovereigns on the land. So. That's lovely. Oh, thank you very much, Dolly. All right, here we are. So, is that Serena?
Yes, it is.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. I hear you talking on the radio, and yet you're on the phone. How does that work?
You got to turn the radio off now.
Okay.
There, I can hear my voice in the background. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Really weird to hear my own voice, I tell you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's down.
No, I'm still, you know, I've been doing this, for, like I said, for 3 years here, and that's just Wolf Spirit Radio, and it still freaks me out to hear my own voice a little bit.
I understand. When I hear my voice, I'm the same way. It's like, that cannot be me. It sounds so foreign to my own ears.
So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is Serena, and you're part of the Earth Mind Think Tank group, which is like the next show along. I saw you on Facebook, I don't know, were you listening to the first hour?
No, I just got on about 10 minutes ago, happened to pop onto Facebook and saw that you said, join me.
Mm-hmm.
So
excellent.
I was just listening to about how the animal food, you know, redirects your energy.
Mm. So where I've been going with this is that we are a colony of organs, each with their own consciousness, and that each organ is a colony of cells, each with their own individual consciousness, but they all have a group consciousness. And that in the same way, in our skin suit, you know, we have all these colonies that are all kind of living together, like different nations. And we also have our indwelling soul. Somewhere. It's hanging out somewhere, you know. Maybe in the bloodstream, I don't know where it is. But we have our indwelling soul, which is another kind of morphological cloud of stuff. And we were talking earlier about infections and how infections are treated by Frank and his healing methods, and how he talks to the infection itself as a single being.
Right.
Presumably, you've had a lot more experience of that than I have.
Well, I don't know about that, JP. I mean, you seem to have experience straight across the board like many of us. So I always figure every single person I run into is as smart in every way as I am because we're all a community. But maybe we just haven't tapped into it yet. One of the things that I soundly believe, is that what you're saying about the organs and everything is absolutely, totally true, and it is our first known source of community, if that makes sense. You know, as a baby, when we're born, this is all set in motion, and our own body, with all of those different parts and pieces, are our first known source of community, as I like to call it. So when I'm doing work with people, I do the same thing. I mean, when I first started doing this, I tried to go to the whole body and wasn't getting a lot of response. I mean, there was always a bit of an awakening, but when you would go to that specific part and speak to it in love, you know, and basically say, okay, what's going on, then the healing really begins, or the changes. I mean, I don't know about that word healing anymore. It's like we are already healed. We just have to find our pathway to see it. So then the changes can begin, the changes in us, so that we can promote this perfect space in our body. Does that make more sense?
Yeah. So, I've been talking about the influence of these different, for instance, like a virus, and that Frank would talk to the virus as a whole and I spoke about this conversation that I had with a virus, and that, you know, they were scared. They felt fear. And they were feeling the fear from the host, from the person who was supposedly ill, was actually in a state of fear that was causing the virus to reproduce because it felt threatened.
Yes, I totally agree with that. I think that we have been taught from the time we were infants that we were the superior race, right? And in so thinking we were the superior race, we forgot that every single entity, no matter how we view it, is as important as we are as a whole. And so that little virus, that little germ, or whatever we have named it, is as important as we are. And so to offer love, and I like that word ho'oponopono, because that covers all, you know, please forgive me, I forgive you, I love you, is just so important when trying to bring our body into this form of perfect harmony. Because there, you know, nothing is less important than anything else, as we're finding now in our new walk in the realm of creation.
That's right. And so we've got this I've started to think of myself more like a sort of a bag or a sack of stuff, you know, like a sack of people all trying to live together. And it's, yeah, it's like a family, and families have their stuff, don't they?
Yeah. Families have stuff. That's really true. And I think, you know, when you said, I just got a kick out of it, that you were very tired because yesterday was a big day. And it's like, I don't know what you were doing on your big day, but it's been big for, I mean, really big for a week now. I mean, everybody is going through their stuff, and that family stuff is really up and in focus for everybody I'm in contact with. I mean, it's just jarring. But, you know, if you allow it, we are just quickly going through it and just severing it, cutting the ties, and forgiving ourselves for any part we played, and forgiving other people, and just letting loose of all of those dysfunctions that we all created for generations. They say seven generations, right? And now I'm beginning to think, that's what it spoke of in scriptures, and all kinds of scriptures, when they talk about those sins of the fathers and the sons and the seven generations. There you go. You know, we hang on to it. It's genetically embedded in our cells. And right now in this last week, they're leaving us. I mean, it's just powerful, and people are exhausted. People that don't have back and hip problems are having back and hip problems, and headaches and neck aches, and their feet are killing them. I mean, it's all of that part of our body that keeps us standing and balanced is letting go and releasing straight down the spine, out through the body, and we're going to be new. We are new. And it's happening really quickly. Hello?
Session. Can you still hear me, Serena?
Well, I didn't there for a second.
All right.
I do now.
Yeah, there's a lot of Skype problems today. What was it? Yeah, so this afternoon I was very tired. And anyways.
Okay, I'm not hearing you again, JP. But I love you.
Bless your heart. Well, let's see if we can we can bring this back together. But I'll just say that I went for a walk this afternoon and just listened to this this rock track. What is it from Armageddon? The Aerosmith song. I don't want to miss a thing. Anyway, I just put that on and. The tears, I had no idea what the tears were about. It was just, I was just releasing. I went for a long walk through the forest, and it just felt like a lot of grief passing through my body. A very interesting thing. I had no pictures with it. It was just this feeling moving down through my feet into the land as I was marching up and down the hill and through the forest. It was a very interesting afternoon that I spent
there. How beautiful.
Yeah. I have to say, I live in the most beautiful part of the world that is still... I mean, this wood that I was walking through, people don't walk there. It's only sheep live there. It's like no people. So there's no... beer cans or fires or anything like that. It's just a very, very untouched wood, and it's like 10 minutes walk. It's wonderful.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. And there again, you're talking about how wonderful, no pictures, no nothing, just letting it come right down your spine, you know, and right at your feet into the earth.
Absolutely.
And everything that I'm being told and hear right now is that we don't have to ask anymore, just go with it. It's just flow. You know, too many questions. We don't need to ask all the questions anymore, just let it go.
Yeah. Even if it's not the most positive, you just have to let it, try not to hurt anybody.
In the not positive stuff, I mean, I'm really learning to just stand there and be the observer. And I just go, wow, this is very interesting. That's become a new, you know, a great word of mine. It's very interesting. And just watching it, looking at it, it's right in my face. And my questions are always, what is this trying to show me? What part did I play in it? And is it mine to own? And sometimes I get, no, it's not mine to own. So I'm just told, just send it back to the person that it belongs to, whoever they are. And I don't put a judgment on that. I don't put a name on that. It's like, it's not mine to own.
That's right.
You know, this field of energy came from someplace else, and ship it back, because we're all right now taking care of our own personal stuff. I mean, that's what I see. That's what I hear. That's what I'm doing. Right? It's like it really is all about me right now. And in taking care of all of my stuff that has just been dumping out of me in the most obnoxious ways. I mean, like etherical flus where you just all of a sudden are so dizzy you can't even stand up and laying in bed and then going through the vomiting and going, I am not sick, this is etherical, and I'm releasing because I can and I want to, you know, enjoy and love everything that's coming out of me right now. And so it's like not to fear, you know, just look at it and say thank you.
That is lovely, because really we I have to say it's been very challenging this weekend for me, and very tiring, and
but it did feel like kind of you know, putting on the heavy gloves and the work suit and the rubber boots and, you know, just getting in there with the spade and shoveling it around, you know.
Exactly. I mean, shovel it out. Create a big vortex and just shovel it into the vortex. Be sure to close the door when you're done, but, you know, shovel it in and let it go and send it off to, I send mine back to source. It's like, okay, recreate it, you know, however, whatever you do with it, thank you so much. I don't need it back. Already took a look. It's gone.
That's right. Thank you very much. Can I have some good stuff now, please?
Yeah. Whatever. I'm willing, I'm ready, and I'm able.
That's brilliant. So, Serena, I've not really had much of a chance to chat with you personally. I take it that you're a healer. Whereabouts are you located?
I'm in Oregon in the United States, central Oregon, just right in the middle of the Bend area. It's called the Bend because all of the Wagoneers were told to stop when the river came to a bend, when it bent around, which is really, I mean, so many places, you know, when we go back into naming things, they're that simple. Everybody stopped at the bend in the river.
Yeah, I suppose it's, you know, it's a, like a landmark, and yeah. And there's the civilization growing up around that. It's I hear Oregon is the most beautiful nation. I was going to say, yeah, nation. It's a nation, isn't it? Colony. Well, you know.
I know, I did the same thing when I was over in England trying to get used to this, counties and, you know, all these different, you know, terminologies. But, yeah, it is. I love Oregon. It's very vast. We have the oceans. We have the valleys where everything is lush and rainy and so just beautiful. And then we have the high mountains where it's just absolutely, you know, snow heaven and lots of skiing. And then you go into the high desert, that's where I live, and then you have, on the eastern side, you have just desert. So, yeah, the kind of desert where there's lots of crystals and opals and wonderful things, that treasures to find.
Oh, wow. That sounds nice. Because I thought, oh, Oregon sounds a bit like Scotland, but I think that's probably only in the mountainous area, and you've got loads of different terrains there. So anyway, meanwhile, but you're a healer, yeah?
Well, I like to tell people that I'm a facilitator. I think that I've been given a gift to facilitate other people to heal themselves. Yeah?
Well, that would make sense. That's what healers do.
I don't know what it is about labeling. I've always had a difficult time with labels.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. What does Gamakuchi mean?
Gamakuchi?
Yeah.
Gamakuchi is what some of my grandkids call me because I'm always making them cookies. So when they were little, they just started calling me Gamakuchi. So, yeah, when I was putting that up there, I just, I don't know, it just like came through my brain and I went, well, heck, why not? Kind of a tribute to my grandchildren.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so yes, you have you're in 1, 2, 4. I have to say, I've just checked your rays, and your rays are definitely that of a healer, a healer teacher, with you'll have your own ideas about techniques and create your own techniques. You're like a pioneer in that way. Have you been doing this for like longer than most people that you would know?
Since I was a child. Yeah. Since I was a child.
So
I started out with old people and baby kitties and puppies and birds that fell out of their nests and anything I could get a hold of.
Oh, wow. So yeah, so that'll be part of it. I can also probably predict that you're an artist of some kind.
I do. I'm very creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see like color pouring out from you, like
really,
like
You know, like magician silks.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's like the way that the colours just kind of flow. If you can kind of throw them and they kind of create this burst of colour that flies everywhere. That was the kind of image that I got when I tuned into you just now.
That's what you see. Wow. And so you were saying that there's multiple rays?
Yes, there are several rays, one for each chakra.
Oh, right. But I mean that you were saying that mine were the up and
down. Oh, yeah. with your rays, your monad ray, that's like the oversoul, is ray 1. Your soul ray is ray 2. And your personality ray is ray 4. Which is basically somebody who creates harmony wherever they go, because the first ray is like it creates a field around you. It's like you've got a very strong connection with Oversoul, basically, and the energy of Oversoul, which is first ray, and it's got it's got the packaging of the new paradigm within it, within its energy. Wow. So wherever you go, you know exactly what to do that would further the paradigm. Does that make sense?
Interesting. Absolutely.
And you do it in a very harmonious way, because that's the fourth ray is harmony through conflict. I can tell by the sound of your voice that you're not surrounded by conflict all the time nowadays. You're much more harmonious.
Well, you know, I have removed myself from conflict in many, many ways. It's been coming on a while, but especially these last 2 months, I basically stepped out of so many things because I began to understand that it was bringing conflict into my life and it was not mine. And when I searched through it carefully and went into meditation and released anything to places, persons, and things which might have been mine, and then it was still there after I just loved these things back into unity and a neutral zone again, and I believe that God is neutral, and therein lies the healing and shift of this earth, is that when we get to a point where everything is neutral and there is absolutely no judgment, because God doesn't take sides. He just is. Mm-hmm. He, she, or whatever, divine creator, just is. And when we can get to that point, then the whole earth changes, right?
That's when...
So I have just been stepping out of conflict right and left. If I feel it's creating conflict, my body tells me first, and my heart kind of clutches. I mean, it just really does. It's like I can just feel it clutching, and I just step back and bow, and I'm out of it. And however, whether that's a family, friends, places, yeah.
Well, you know what they say. If you think you're enlightened, go spend a week with your family.
There you go. It brings it all up. It's a good thing for people to do every now and then, I think. You know, it really lets us know where we need to put our attention, on ourselves.
Yes.
Not on other people. They're on their own journey. And this was really took years for me to let go of my children like this, because they're all grown with children of their own, to realize this is their journey. You know, yeah. I brought them in. I did everything that, as parents, we do the best we can, and a lot of times we really mess up, but now it's their journey.
And they let you know. They let you know when it's time. You know, it's like, oh, come on. Get. It's like, if you think this is easy, go and get yourself a job, get yourself a flat, and live your life. But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sometimes it's just time.
And it's very interesting. One of my erstwhile guests, Shari Edwards, has often worked with families, and she measures frequencies in voices and things like that, and does healing with frequency, specific frequency. And she says that what she's measured is that families grow up, and everybody's got their own frequency, and some frequencies are harmonic and some are discordant. But what happens is that the children carry the same frequency as the rest of the family.
Right.
And as they grow up,
the family's frequencies pour into the child. Mm-hmm. But then there comes a point when the, and this is usually in teenage times, when the child's frequency matches in amplitude to that of the family, and then starts transmitting out, but it's not quite the same frequency. It's its own unique frequency. And so what that, you know, I don't know if, do you do music?
I sing, right?
Okay, so you know what it is like, two people trying to sing the same note.
Yes.
They don't quite hit the same note. There's a kind of, and
yes. Some people work very well singing together, and then other people are total disharmony.
Yeah, because yes. The frequencies are just a little bit different, you see. Even if they're singing the same song in the same key, then the frequencies are just a little bit different, and they clash. Some voices yes. clash, some voices harmony. Anyway, so what happens is that the child's voice will then start clashing with the family, and that creates the clashing energies that have with teenagers. And the worst thing we can do with teenagers is to pressure cooker them in the house. The reason that they've got this frequency is that they're able to go out now. They've got their frequency.
Yeah.
So
time for them to find their own way.
Yes.
Yeah. Not mold them into ours, but let them go.
Mm.
That old saying, you know, if you let it go and it comes back, it was yours.
Mm.
Otherwise, it never was.
That's
right. I mean, I have found, you know, raising children that they go and they come back, and they go and they come back. And when they go, let them go. Love them. And when they come back, have a party. Have a party, because you don't know how long it'll last.
That's right. I like the attitude of the cat. The cat will always slink off, but when it comes back, it says, "Oh, hi, how are you? Oh, look at you. Aren't you gorgeous? Oh, hi, let me just move about to get you. Oh, brr, 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 brr. So nice to see. Brr, 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 brr. Okay, that was nice. Right, I'll just go and have some food, and I'll see you later."
Yeah, exactly. All on their own time.
All in their own time, in their own way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm much more of a cat person, because I'm more like that than, you know, "Oh, wow, hello, I love you, I love you. Oh, I love food, it's my favorite thing. Oh, let me just run over here, let me just run over there, let me just run over here, let me just run over there, let me just bite this, let me bark at this, let me, let me, let me, oh, I really like you. Oh, you're my favorite thing." Oh, I find that a little exhausting, you know, because you have to keep saying, "Stop, stop," barking. So,
very cute and very fun.
Yeah. Beagles. I had a girlfriend that had a beagle. I had several beagles, in fact. She was a dog shower and things like that. And they really are the funniest little dog. They do have this ability to be funny.
Okay, I'm not hearing you again. Hello? Okay, if you're listening to me, I'm sending love to all of you, everybody out there, the whole world. JP?
Yeah. Oh, God. Hello, hello? Oh. Oh. Brr. Oh. I'll get that back. Sorry about that. My mic must have just gone off. And I'm just going to call Serena back. Oh, there's the think tank. Well, I'm going to... oh, there's Serena. There, thank you. Hey, Serena, you back?
I am back.
Sorry, that must have been me. I've just refitted my studio, and the plug to the microphone must have fallen out, because I don't know how long that was going. That was a big blank space for, but it just spontaneously fell out, and I was talking away and wondering why nobody was talking back to me, and then you start saying, JP, are you there? And I, oh god, and I look at the meters and there's nothing happening on the meters and everything's gone weird. Oh, it's been one of those days. Yes, I'm here. Back. So,
well, I finally just thought I'll just hang out and call again, see what happens.
So, oh, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's all good. It's all perfect.
Excellent. So, we're going to be joining... Sorry, Serena, go ahead.
Do what?
We're going to be joining Frank and the think tank in a second. So,
oh, good, yeah.
So they've just come up, and I'll be closing the show down. I've had a series of songs going through my head. Do you ever get that?
I do. Lately, though, what's really interesting, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, Spirit gifted me with singing and speaking what they told me was star coding.
Nice.
And so mostly where I used to have tunes running through my head, now I have these other languages and frequencies that I've been, like, handing out to people as fast as I can. I got people calling me on the phone that I don't even know, because I tell people, just have people call me. I just want to get this out there, you know, get it to the masses. But what I was told was it's actually... decoding, you know, undoing codes that are in us, and opening up the new ones.
Oh, so it's a bit like logging into somebody's computer and changing the operating system.
Absolutely.
Is this done on an individual or a group level?
Either or all of the above. I mean, whenever I'm singing for other people or speaking. Some of it, like I said, is singing frequencies, and a lot of it is just talking. Then I just say that whatever part of it is for me, that I also receive it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, the next question is, is there enough time to, could you sing us?
Oh, sure. Yeah. How long do we have? I just need a couple minutes, probably.
Yeah, just do the thing, and then I'll close the show down, and it'll be a beautiful song to end it with. So, thank you very much, Serena. It's been a real pleasure, and thank you for joining me on Ever Beyond. And coming up next is Frank Jordan and the Healing and Meditation Show with the Earth Mind Think Tank Group. And Serena's often there in the background being very quiet. This is some of her hidden talent. So take it away, Serena.
Okay, here we go. Oishe ekoye nanaka shele otabi yashimi ananaka hoya haha yeshia hiyadaka ha nemeneki Honya sho honya neneke ala mono chitite da kiata honya nanine akatale prike chigigiri le ro shiglo hele de de odi de de shigle de ke bolyo mono no no she ya ka honya she ni ni ti shi hene de kiya hori ya shira mono ke Yeah.
Whoa.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Whoa. Beautiful. That's very interesting. Had a reading.
Did you feel that?
Go ahead.
Did you feel that in your body?
Yeah. And I saw when you did the I saw it was like a being with a vortex emanating from its third eye in blue.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, everybody that I do it from is just like, they'll call me back 2 or 3 days later and start telling me about all the shifting that they're having going on.
Very interesting.
I know this gift is being given out all over the world, and all I want to do, like I said, is pass it around.
It's really interesting. The other thing is, a couple of days ago, I was looking through some of my old tapes, and one was a reading that was done for me by a lady called Cassandra Van Zandt, who channels people's star being origin.
Wow.
And what was interesting is that it had a little bit of the timbre of that communication that you just gave. So it was an interesting little thing.
Isn't that fun? I mean, like I said, it's just pouring in right now. I woke up one morning. I was taking care of my oldest son's home while they were away, and both of the dogs were up on the bed staring at me, and this was coming out of my mouth. I mean, as I opened my eyes, like, what the heck is going on? And both of these great big full-grown dogs were just looking at me like, what? Up on the bed, and ever since then, it's just been pouring through me. And many times, I just start singing, and I see faces of people that I have never met, and they're just parading past me, and I'm just loving it, because I know I have never met these people in this body, and yet this gift is being given to them.
Cool. Serena, we got to go. I want you back.
Okay.
I want you back, baby.
Okay. We'll see you later, JP. Love you so much.
And bless your heart. Thank you, and love you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Beyond.